You know, that's what my kids say about me, too.
Surrender.
No, they say, Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. It's Brian McTavish.
I didn't know that Surrender by Cheap Trick was a parental guide song.
I believe it is.
Or perhaps it's a parental appreciation ditty. That is Surrender by the, I can't come up with enough suitable superlatives, immortal, fantastic, explosive, legendary, eternal, Cheap Trick, they still rock. 8 o'clock Saturday night, Voodoo Lounge at Harris Casino in North Kansas City. Original singer Robin Zander, he can still belt it out. A Cheap Trick, oldies act, let's be honest.
Okay.
The wealth of the band's best material is from the late 1970s. No new hits, no recent hits. Yes, it's hard to stay on top commercially, but, Stephen, it's not an exaggeration to say that Cheap Trick is still at the top of its game when it comes to putting on a live rock and roll entertainment. There's no choice but to surrender to Cheap Trick, and I would advise doing so Saturday night at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's.
And now for something a little bit calmer. This is what you need to do after seeing Cheap Trick. Relax, well, yes, center,
yes,
stretch.
Yes, it's the perfect time to contemplate Yoga Rocks the Park or Rock Your Chakras, Move and Stretch in Unison, to which I can only say, are you kidding? Ouch. Starts 9 o'clock Sunday morning at Roanoke Park. You can register, 37th and Roanoke. It's outdoor yoga led by yoga teacher Gina Caputo. Here's the thing. They usually charge $15-$20 for this, right? It's a weekly yoga get-together in the park at Roanoke Park. This Sunday is free day. So you show up at 9, you register.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Sunday morning?
It's yoga. We don't worry about the exterior world.
Know, but there's hot yoga. Is there cold yoga? Is there rainy yoga?
I think it's, what is it, like soup de jour? I mean, it's
yoga, whatever the weather gives
yoga
you.
Yoga de jour. But you can bring the kids, you know, while you're there, and this takes all morning, you can have camp yoga rocks for the kids while mom and dad do the practice. So if you're into yoga, go. If you're not into yoga, go and look. I do not do yoga, Stephen. Do you do yoga?
I used to do yoga.
Used to do?
My schedule's a little bit tighter these days, and so are my muscles
as
a
result. It's nice to know something's tight.
Go do a tree pose alongside the trees this Sunday, 9 a.m. at Roanoke Park. Admission is absolutely free.
You can reach me by a caravan, cross the desert like an errand man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can.
Ah, the unmistakable Olita Adams.
Yeah, she's got nice pipes. Olita Adams is one of the very special guests of this year's Kansas City Symphony Celebration at the Station Memorial Day weekend concert.
It is a great, great event.
Yeah, it's just an outstanding activity, whether you're old by your lonesome looking to hook up or you have 10 kids.
I don't think I've ever gone to this event, a Memorial Day concert, and go look it up.
You're married with children, Stephen.
Maybe that's why.
It would be inappropriate.
You know, between the Kansas City Symphony, Olita Adams, some great narration, some great storytelling, and afterwards, what happens? Remind me.
Well, there's always kaboom, right?
There's always kaboom.
Fireworks, right? They got to have them. It gets going 8 o'clock Sunday, Union Station, the symphony hosts. But a little bit about Olita. I don't think she's ever been involved in one of these Memorial Day symphony-driven celebrations at the station. We were just listening to Get Here, right?
Yeah.
That was her big 1990 hit off her debut album, Circle of One. That was during the Gulf War, and Get Here took on this meaning of, hey, soldiers, come home, get back home, get here, please.
And she's got it. I mean, she was discovered just down the street at the former Hyatt Regency Kansas City.
Right. She had a regular gig in the 1980s at the old downtown Hyatt Regency Hotel. During the 80s, she serenaded countless nocturnal cocktail customers, okay? Including lots of celebrities like Eartha Kitt made their way there, Cab Calloway when he was in town, Billy Joel. Her big break came when the two guys in the Brit band Tears for Fears popped in. They were in town for a show. They popped in, probably staying downtown, caught her set, loved her. Next thing she knew, she was on Tears for Fears' 1989 album, The Seeds of Love. She was in the music video. She was part of the band on Tears for Fears' European tour. Then she gets her own career going. So it's a great opportunity. She still resides when she's in town in Kansas City, Kansas. But she's one of the special guests also Sunday at Union Station. Others on stage will include the United States Air Force Concert Jazz Band of Mid-America and members of Music Corps, a musical rehabilitation program at Walter Reed Hospital for Wounded Soldiers. It's going to be a meaningful and entertaining evening Sunday.
Everybody in the Kansas City area should experience this concert at least once, if not every year.
Agreed.
I'm almost expecting to hear a theremin somewhere.
It's in there somewhere. Yeah, that's actually music that we pulled from The Day the Earth Stood Still, which was early theremin material, that great outer space flick, a classic. And we're playing that somewhat ominous sci-fi music because it goes well with this event, Conquest 44, as in this is the 44th one. It's Kansas City's longest-running science fiction fantasy, horror, you name it, convention. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Holiday Inn Coco Key Water Resort.
Just don't go together.
Well, you know, when you're a small
after I have slayed you with my battle sword, I shall go down the water slide with you.
Folks, I wish you could see him using his sword in the studio. But I think when you're a small but long-running sci-fi convention, you go where you can. And they're there at the Coco Key Water Resort. It's right across the highway from the Truman Sports Complex.
That's right.
I've parked there many times for free or semi-free to go to a Chiefs game and walk way too far to be entertained or disappointed by our fine
athletes. I shall dump a bucket of water over your head and be victorious!
I want to tell you a little bit about this fine event.
Please do.
Okay.
I'll stop being silly.
Oh, I like it when you're silly. I don't know if you make me silly or I make you silly, but together, it's silly to the power of I don't know what. Schedule talks and panels. A guide to surviving an apocalypse. You can go hear about that. My only question is, an apocalypse? How many can you have? I thought there was only one apocalypse, right? I don't believe there are multiple apocalypses.
Apocalypse.
But I guess in sci-fi there can be apocalypse. Thank you. Another panel you can attend is, so what is this thing called anime? Well, I think it's called anime. You can also attend vampires, werewolves, and zombies, overexposed, or classics. That's a false dilemma. I think they can be both. You can hear the truth about rejection letters because a lot of the people attending are not only fans, but they fancy themselves a writer of science fiction and fantasy. And finally, if you really want a review by people who know what they're talking about when it comes to Star Trek, you can hear Star Trek Into Darkness, the movie reviewed with knowledge as well as enthusiasm. By the way, have you seen that new Star Trek movie?
I have.
And?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. This J.J. Abrams, he's got it together. He's got Star Trek and Star Wars. I enjoyed it very much. And you can enjoy it, too, and you can enjoy Conquest 44 this weekend at the Holiday Inn Water-O-Rama across the street from Truman Sports Complex.
And you'll find a complete list of Brian's picks on our website at kcur.org. Dance, Brian.
Got a tap dance. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Okay, it's National Tap Dance Day on Saturday. You can tap your inner hoofer with a jazz tap jam hosted by Billy Mahoney and the Mike Ning Trio, 7:30 Saturday night at the Uptown Arts Bar, 36th and Broadway. It's just a $5 cover, but you know what Saturday is? I dare say that's why it's being dubbed National Tap Dance Day. It's the birthday of Bill Bojangles Robinson, who lived from 1878 to 1949, and I just think has probably got to be the greatest tap dancer in the history of tap dancing.
Well, I'll be.
This is an opportunity to celebrate the memory of Bojangles Robinson, 7:30 Saturday night, Uptown Arts Bar. Lots of jamming, lots of jazzing, and lots of tapping.
Do you tap dance?
I'm tap dancing right now, Stephen. Every week I tap dance.
No, we just call that stalling.
You call it stalling. I call it bringing out inner reserves of talent, and it's a tap dance.
Brian McTavish, thank you very much for another great weekend to-do list.
You made it great for me.